Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking.
Hey, welcome to Making8.com and the Soul Man Hour. You got Dwayne, the Soul Man Morris here. I'll be with you for the next hour. We've got Scott on the line with us as well. He's going to be running the switchboard from Florida. He's a little tired today after being on the road, but things are going great here in Texas. Not sure how life is in Florida, but I'm not sure it can compare to the good state of Texas, but we'll ask Scott about that a little later. You guys are in for a great show tonight. We'll have guys calling us from all over the country, some I've been with on a television show for the past few weeks, and then some from Canada and all over the world. So, Scott, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, man, we are just flat wore out, buddy. But we've got enough to get on here on the Soul Man Hour and bring it to them. We're loving it.
Awesome. Now, a little later, we won't plug into Scott too much tonight because I think he's pretty wore out, but we're going to talk a little later on in the show about some new things that Scott has coming up with Making8.com and just some great things that you might want to bring to your event as well, or you can definitely plug into Making8.com and watch some of this. But there'll be some live feeds from bull ridings around the country that we'll touch more on that a little later on in the show. But things have been great.
Wayne?
Just got back from – go ahead.
No, I didn't want to cut you off, but I was going to say, not just bull ridings, man, but we're looking to get some bullfighting action coming up too, man, and, you know, I know you're working hard at trying to get that for us.
Yes, sir. We're going to be plugging some more away on the Federation of Freestyle Bullfighters. We did a couple of shows right here at the beginning of the year, got some promo footage, and now we're looking for, we've been pumping that out. I'll have the new video up from Taylor, which is, it's a pretty sick video. It definitely shows a lot of guys getting it handed to them, which you were there, Scott, you've seen a lot of guys get it handed to them at Taylor. So the bulls The bulls with CH fighting cattle were just, I mean, if you wanted to be in that fight, you had to bring your A game, and even if you brought your A game, it didn't mean it was going to work. So it was a great time.
Yeah, that's
if you're listening online and you'd like to call in, you can call 646-915-9940 and then just listen to the automated voice. And if you want to listen online or if you want to call in, you can press 1.
There you go.
So go ahead, Scott.
Go ahead, buddy. No, man. It's your show. This is Soul Man Hour. Bring it.
You know, one thing I love about doing this on when we're in two different spots is right when you go to say something, the other person's going to say something, and then you both stop, and then you start again at the same time, and then you stop,
sure.
And then one guy says, "Oh no, go ahead," and the other one says, "No, all you," and then you both do it again. That's my favorite thing to have.
I love it, man. It's raw, you know, but what are you going to do? You know what though? Hey, Dwayne, that's the thing about rodeos, man, is they're across the U.S., you know, and we got to reach out to everybody, and if that means that, you know, you got to be in one spot and I got to be in another, and we'll meet, you know, hit everybody in between, man. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I think some of the shows we've done, I've been on the road somewhere. Like, I was in Colorado, you were headed up to North Carolina, and somebody was running the switchboard for us in Florida, but it's been a good time. I just got back from Colorado, thank God. You know, I used to like visiting Colorado, and I don't know that I'll ever want to do that again. There was only a couple of days it didn't snow on us. The wind blew, you know. Now, granted, all of Colorado is not like that. I'm just exaggerating a little bit. I am a clown, so. But It was the wind, literally the wind would blow 50 to 60, you know, up to 75 miles an hour while we were there. We were just outside of Ananito, Colorado, up in the high desert. A great ranch, though. We were at the T-Bone Ranch doing a reality show called The Real American Cowboy. It should air this fall. I won't give you any more details about who won, but I did all right.
There you go.
So yeah, it was definitely a good time. So we have this next week. I know you're going to be headed up to Statesville, North Carolina, to do some videoing.
And yes,
this,
sir. Yes,
you know,
sir.
I don't know if any of you guys that are listening have heard of the Sebra. It's a bull riding tour, but you guys might want to check that out. And you know, they have a lot of shows all over the country from. Pretty much from coast to coast, they're putting on bull runs around the country and doing a phenomenal job at it. So you guys can check them out. What is there a website for that, Scott?
There is. We've got links posted up on MakingEight.com, but they can go to GoSebra.com. GoSebra.com is the website for them. And, man, I'll tell you what, I have just been so impressed. We were in Georgia. We were in North Carolina. We're going out to Alabama next month. And, you know, it's just not going to quit, man. These guys are putting on some jam-up bull rides. And not only bull riding, but they had a great barrel event in Georgia for the 2 days we were there. You know, it really is. It's a lot of fun. Now, you know, the one thing I think it was lacking was some bullfighting. But
yeah, I believe we know somebody that can make that happen.
Well, you know what? It's in the works. Now, we did have Ross Hill down there in Claxton, Georgia, doing the Sebra event down there. And let me tell you, man, this guy jumped a bull. And, you know, there's a big difference in them bucking bulls and them Mexican bulls. Now, them Mexican bulls are a little bit shorter. Well, he went to jump this bull, and he realized he was a little bit taller, and that bull stopped, turned back to him. And I'll tell you, when he did, he got popped pretty hard there in the knee. But, yeah, he took a little shot, but I tell you what, he entertained a packed house down there in Claxton. We had a great time.
Well, that's good. And Ross Hill couldn't hardly jump over a beer can. So
I
hope he's listening, too. He'll want to call in pretty soon.
You know what? I don't know if he's going to be able to, man. And I gotta plug him because he plugged us. That man is across the border, man. You know what? I don't think Alabama wanted him no more. So he had to take a trip for a week or so up to Canada. He needed to give the United States a break. But they only let him stay up there for like a week, and then they got to kick him out of there and send him back. But yeah, he's on a radio show up there, and it's a morning show. And he is the co-host on that show. Let me tell you, he is funny as all get out, man. They did a prank call to one of his buddies back home this morning. And, man, I'll tell you what, it was just hilarious. So, you know, if the fans are listening in, if you get a chance, go to the Making 8 homepage. It's under the feature show. And the hours are between 8 and noon Eastern time. And they can click on that link and then just listen live, you know, while they're at work or, you know, just sitting there at their computer. It really is a lot of fun, man. Ross Hill is just cracking them up there in Canada.
Well, that's awesome. I'll be on the other side of Canada. I'm headed up to the IPRA tour up in Ontario. I'll be up with Rawhide Rodeo. BJ Prince produces the Rawhide Rodeo Canada. Does a great job up there in Ontario. They have them in Ontario, Quebec, and the United States. But BJ puts on those up there. It's a great family fun. You know, you wouldn't think Canada and rodeos, but man, these people just come out of the woodwork.
Oh, I know it, right?
Absolutely crazy.
That's what Ross said too. I mean, they're up, I think, in Alberta right now, and I mean, it's just unbelievable. He said that they really do. They put on some great events up there, and hopefully we'll be able to cross that border once or twice. You know, I don't know, if the Border Patrol let me get across, but we definitely want to get out there, you know.
I know they'll take somebody from Texas and even one from Alabama, but Florida's probably prepared.
Well, you know what, Dwayne, I was just going to say, if they'll let you cross the border, they'll let anybody cross the border. Like I said, get across properly, and the problem is getting back that I might have some issues with.
Yeah, they don't want me back.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, so, I know we want you back out here, man. We're ready to get back to the FFP Extreme, man. I'll tell you, you know, it was just so impressive. And we know it's coming, man. It's just a matter of getting all the I's dotted and the T's crossed or whatnot. And I know you'll be back on it.
Yeah, it'll be we're just kind of revamping everything and getting our video footage completely together and hitting up the cities. We're looking at some cities now and casinos that are wanting to bring us in. You know, we knew how much we had in a budget to pull off some shows, and now we're just taking the food we had and using the marketing that we know and making those things happen to book some shows in the not too distant future for cities. You know, there's one we're looking at, one or two we're looking at. They're wanting to shut the city street down on the square and bring dirt in, and we'll put an arena out there on the city street.
Oh, man.
They'll bring in bleachers, and we'll do a bullfight right in their downtown.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, man, when that lines up, you know that Making Eight's going to be out there. We're going to be bringing it to the ones that can't be there, but I'll tell you, that's worth buying a ticket for. We can't wait, man. You'll have to let us know. That's good times right there.
Yeah, you know, we actually do a bull riding down like that in San Antonio every year. Well, this will be the third year. Right in front of the Alamo where the sidewalk ends, the back pins start. And the backdrop to this bull riding arena is the Alamo.
Wow.
And, you know, that might not mean something, you know, but Alamo in Texas is like sacred ground, you know.
Oh,
and
for
it
sure.
The city of San Antonio said there was like 36,000 people came through there last year. We do four performances in one day.
Man, that's
so just,
that's
so
up,
just
right.
Amazing. Yeah, just amazing. So,
yeah,
but
no
the you know, we had we missed last week. I was just getting back in, and we weren't able to catch up with everybody, but. We, you know, we had the six qualifiers to the last round at the Real American Cowboy with the T-Bone Films. And I tell you what, when you guys see the last week, it was getting pretty hairy. From
really?
You know, you get six guys, 12 guys together, plus the crew there and then the film crew. A lot of testosterone can start pushing around the room.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
So it was getting pretty wild.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, you know, I know that you were, you know, just trying to wrap up things down over there in Colorado, and, you know, we had just missed each other trying to get in contact and whatnot to find out if we could get a Soul Man Hour show last Wednesday. Well, about 10:30, I decided I'm going to lay my head down, try to hit the bed, you know, I got to get up the next morning and whatnot, and I started getting phone calls, and everybody was asking, man, all these Texas numbers started lighting up on my phone. Where's the Soul Man Hour? And I'm like, geez, man. You know, I didn't know Dwayne was that popular altogether unless you called all your family and had them call in.
Yeah.
I just believe it. I said, man, I know they miss it, man. I know they miss it.
I just walked around Walmart and paid people $1 to call and say that.
I'm sure you did, man. Tell you what, you know, and you know, you probably had to give them some change.
Yeah,
because that
they wanted,
you know,
more money after that deal.
I hear you,
but
man.
I
hear you.
If anybody listening would like to call in, again, that number is 646-915-9940. I know we're expecting some calls from some of the guys that were out on the show with me and just kind of touching base back with them and seeing where they're at now and what they're doing. I know Hollywood, the guy that everybody heard the story about getting hit with the hot shot and snipe hunting. He might still be sleeping at home. He's probably excited about getting some rest.
I hear you. Well, I'm sure y'all didn't get a whole lot of sleep up there, man. That was one heck of a party the last Soul Man Hour y'all did down here. And, of course, that's on the website, you know, under the Soul Man Hour Making A page. But, shoot, man, you know, I mean, y'all are hot-shotting cameramen and everything else. That was a crazy time. And from what I hear, y'all have some video or some photos or stuff of that, right?
Actually, there's a, you know, you can, if they want to go to my Facebook page, they can go to Facebook and then the email that they're looking for is ufbbullfighting.com at yahoo.com. ufbbullfighting@yahoo.com.
Okay. You know what? We got to get that link up, man, on your on the FFP or on the you know, the FFP Extreme or Soul Man Hour page.
Now,
we'll have to get that link up.
They can also go, or you know, I have two of them. That's actually my personal. I can fold it over to the other one, but they can go to ffbullfighters@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And they can find that. They should be able to find that one on my webpage as well at ffbextreme.com.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'll get
that
link to you, and we can get that put up there, and then we'll soon have the new footage from Texas Bullfight, which, man, the people that put that together, Witchcraft Productions, just phenomenal.
Wow. Well, we can't wait to see it, man. I heard you talking enough about it. We're ready to see it. We'll definitely have to get that up, and we'll, of course, we definitely will have that on the Making 8 website.
Yeah, that would be it'll be definitely a great time to sit back and chill out, watch it, and send it out to your friends, and you never know, somebody might get an idea and have us bring the bullfight to their town. So, but the footage from that, I didn't get to tell you the last week that we were there, the last couple of days, one of the cameramen decided they were going to go out and to this little bar in the town. And when I say little, I mean about the size of your kitchen.
Okay.
So they go out to this little bar because there's nobody there, so they just wanted to go have some drinks. Well, one of them has too much to drink.
Oh.
He comes back, and I'm kind of a little practical jokester. So I said, hey, where's Thomas? Because he's always at breakfast. He ain't going to miss a meal. So he said, they said, well, he's got a migraine. I said, y'all go out last night? The other camera guy said, well, yeah, we did. So I thought, no. So we decided we'd go out to the chicken coop and grab some chickens and run in his little bunkhouse and throw some chickens in his room and haul off.
Oh, man.
So we took some of the roosters and chickens and threw them on him.
What was that? I mean, what was his reaction? Did he come flying out of there or what?
No, he was not feeling good.
Oh, man.
He was not feeling
good. Right there.
The chicken's kind of, it wasn't long and he was out of bed anyway.
I'm sure. I know I wouldn't want to be curled up in the bed with a bunch of roosters and chickens.
Oh, I'm telling you. I said, well, if he sleeps through it, that'll be nice because his suitcase was wide open and clothes everywhere, and I thought, oh, this will be great.
I hear you.
You know, I got a question. Talking about chickens, you know something that's always taught me really odd? Who's the first guy to ever eat a chicken egg?
Ever eat a chicken egg?
Yeah.
Well, shoot, I don't know, man. Should we Google it or what? Do you actually
have
an answer for it?
I don't know. Is there any callers waiting on us right now?
There is not, man. We'd be jumping over
good.
There to them if it was.
Oh, heck with them. We're good like this. Everybody can listen online.
Right.
We can just talk all day.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now think about
it. Okay.
A chicken egg. Where does a chicken egg come from?
Well, I guess that would be a chicken, right?
Okay, where did chicken poop come from? Where's it coming?
I know where you're getting at. I just didn't want to say it.
All right. So who was the first guy that looked over at his buddy and says, here, hold my beer. Next thing comes out of that chicken's butt, I'm going to eat it.
You're right. You know what? I don't think I'm going to ever eat another egg again.
That's a big, hard piece of chicken, Duke.
But yeah. And they said, well, we're not going to eat the shell. We'll move past that. We'll peel it off so it'll be clean. And they got this all runny stuff inside. And, okay. Well, shoot, man, that makes sense. Maybe a bunch of cowboys were the ones sitting around, guys out there herding cattle or whatever, saw a chicken run across. And, chicken saw them, got scared, laid an egg, and there was breakfast.
Well, I mean, you don't see people walking behind cows taking bites of chocolate.
For sure.
So
yeah.
I guess if you had a hard shell around that, that'd be like a you know, Ray.
Oh, man. Dwayne, man. I don't even want to talk about that. Where's Miss Sandy at? Where's the boss, you know? She's not around you, is she?
Not a chance, buddy.
I hear you.
There's
man.
A reason. Yeah, she'd be on me. She's actually doing good. She had 3 weeks with the boys with me gone. So she's getting quiet time in the room. She's sitting back reading a book, looking at the air blowing from outside, and still got the windows up because the evening feels great. And she's just chilling out on the bed with nothing going on, no noise. So she's got some long-awaited relaxation coming.
You know, I almost thought for a minute there that you were going a different route. You said nothing, and I thought she's you're gonna say she's laying on the bed with nothing on. you had to correct that. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You'd
glad
have,
I clarified
you'd have,
that.
You'd have that phone board lighting up in a hurry, though. I can guarantee it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man,
may not be.
It's a quiet Wednesday night. You know what, though? We did move it back an hour, and I apologize for that. We'll have to come back and, man, we got to get this thing worked out for sure. But, you know, we got to get an earlier time, I think.
I know some people are online listening to us, so it is all good. And I sent my mom a message that she couldn't call in, so she's probably listening online yelling at me.
Well,
too many
mom
stories.
Oh, I know, right? You know, the funny thing is, though, man, we've had a lot of guys come through our show here, you know, to do their debut. Of course, Ross Hill, you know, and his mama calls him. You know, when I started doing my, you know, my first show, my mama calls me. And, of course, we've got Rob Smets now. We did run into him this weekend, and we're able to sit down with him a little bit. Man, I had a great time with him. He just, you know, he does a really good job in that arena with the working the barrel, doing the announcing and all that. I didn't know Rob Smets could multitask, but he's actually pretty good at it. He can't get him to do one thing at a time, but he can do a couple things when he's in that arena. So,
yeah.
You know, we got him lined up, and he's going to start his morning shows here pretty quick. And, you know, so y'all get a grip on that. You know, that'll be coming your way, and we'll have everything posted on our website. But, yeah, he's going to start up his show, so I'm sure his mama will call him too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mama's got a call for some reason. But
oh,
it's
know,
always
right.
good.
Just to say they love their babies and they're proud of them, you know. But
yeah,
hey, what do you
I guess you can't blame them. Well, mine you could. I mean, look at me. But
yeah, that's for sure. Well, you know what, though, Dwayne? I got to understand that because how often does she have an opportunity to really be proud of you, man? You're actually out doing some good for a change, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm out of prison. I'm not on the wanted ads anymore.
And you're
you
not
know,
sitting on the street corner.
No, no. So, I mean, it's good, so.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, hey, we're about halfway through the show, man. What do you say we slide down and take a short break, see if we can't get some callers on the line?
Sounds great.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Soul Man Hour right here on Making8.com. Hey, now, wait a second, Dwayne, before we take a break here, I got to tell you about this song, man. I heard this song in Claxton, Georgia, and apparently it's a pretty big song, but I'm just behind on the times, man, and forgot about it, and or didn't even never heard it until we got out here to this rodeo. So we're going to play a little bit of No Doubt for you. What do you say?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
All right, man. Y'all stay tuned. You're listening to Soul Man Hour right here on Making8.com.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as the night. For my boots, they're leather and nice. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's like it did. But stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a knife on my first and ever night. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up from the floor up. I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and it's free. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Soul Man Hour on Makin8.com. This is Dwayne, the Soul Man Morris, and Scott with Makin8 on the line here. Just talking about bullfights, bull riding, and just about everything else you can imagine. Scott?
Yes, sir.
I lost him for a second. Hey, Scott, I know we talked right at the beginning of the show about some new things you have coming up, about some video things that you have, but kind of tell us a little more about what's going on and what we can look forward to and where we can find it.
Well, tell you what, here's the thing, man. We had an opportunity. We kind of got in contact with an organization you're talking about, Zebra, and you know, we got an opportunity to talk with the Canners up there in North Carolina, and you know, they were curious about what we had to offer, so they said, "Well, shoot, why don't y'all come on up here to Statesville, North Carolina, and bring it to us?" So that's what we did, man. We loaded up a truck. We had some team members from Team Makin 8, Brian Corson and Ty Harris, and a couple of the other guys down here from Florida figured they wanted to get an opportunity to get on some bulls. So we went up to Boyce and Jenny Knox's up there in Statesville and started doing these radio broadcasts. And, well, you know, I got to tell you, man, they loved what we were doing. And they said, "Well, you know, if you guys can do audio, can y'all do video?" And I said, "Well, shoot, you know, we've been kind of testing some things behind the scenes here, you know, over the last couple months. We took a couple months off, and, you know, shoot, you know, we started putting things together and kind of come up with something that we're gonna bring to the fans of Makin 8 here next Thursday night. We're gonna be live in Statesville, North Carolina. Now, I gotta tell you, man." If you don't know anything about Rafter K, their rodeos up there, they have a weekly rodeo every Thursday night that goes on. And Boyce Knox actually works for Tom Teague. And those are his bulls that they bring in every Thursday night. And sometimes he brings in some of his younger ones. Sometimes he'll bring in Bones and a couple of them other bulls. RFDTV was there, that bull that, you know, of course, has been in the PBR finals and PRCA finals and all that. You know, they brought him just a couple weeks ago. And, man, I'll tell you what, It is a jam-up bull ride. They pack a house. They do everything from mutton busting all the way up. And so for the fans that are not in North Carolina, you're going to be able to see it right on making8.com. Once we get things situated with our video feeds, we're going to bring you both audio and video. So if you want to listen mobile on your phone, if you can't, you know, you can call in and sit back and listen to it while you're traveling down the road on your phone. You got it plugged in, of course, you know. There's a lot of different things, man. We're really bringing it, and these live video feeds are really exciting. It's been a lot of fun to work with them. We've been testing it for, you know, like I said, a couple months. It's been in the works, but really started putting our nose to the grindstone when we got a hold of Zebra. And, you know, we're going to bring the action to them. And not just Zebra, though. We're going to do it with the FFB Extreme and for all these other associations that are wanting to, you know, for us to be a part of them. They're going to get some live video coverage now as well. And, man, you know, to be able to sit back and watch it when you can't be out there at the rodeos and the family members of the athletes that are in it, you know, the stock contractors are going to benefit from it because they're going to be able to show off their bulls. It's going to be a jam-up deal, man. Making Eight's taking off.
Man, that's going to be great. Now, your next one's going to be your first one's going to be next week?
That's right. Next Thursday night, man. We're going to be at the Rafter K Arena. We got Luke Kaufman's going to be the announcer up there. And, shoot, man, I'll tell you, they got Matt Merritt, one of the funniest barrelmen over here on the east side. Dwayne, I'll tell you, you got your competition out there. Now, I seen you in a barrel. And, Matt Merritt, he can bring it. He's a funny guy. And we have had some great times up there. And definitely look forward to be bringing it to the fans that have not had an opportunity to see it up there at the Rafter K.
Man, that is awesome. Now, that's in Statesville?
That's correct. That's Statesville, North Carolina. That's right up, shoot. Man, if I could think of the road now. I think it's Interstate 20 or Interstate 77 right up there just north of Charlotte.
It is.
About an hour north
that
of Charlotte.
That is 77. Matter of fact, I was up there last year.
Really? Well, I'll tell you, I'm starting to memorize that whole route now, man. My truck's kind of getting to know it. You know, we've been up and down that road. But, you know what, Dwayne? We keep getting callers on, man, but then they keep hanging up on us. I don't know. Maybe they're hearing me chasing them off or something.
Oh, that's all right. We've sat on the phone for hours before, so it ain't bothering us any.
No, that's for sure.
I do got a question for you. You know, we talked the other day, but we didn't get a chance to go into it, but I've kind of put you on the spot here. What's one of the funniest jokes you know?
One of the funniest jokes I know? Shoot, man. Well, golly, you are going to put me on the spot. All right. It's really not a joke. It's kind of a sad situation. I don't know if I told you, but I'm kind of going through a divorce, man. It was a whole rough deal. The other morning, I decided I was going to go fishing. So I got up bright and early, man, slipped out of bed. You know, it was like 4:30 in the morning, went down, opened up the garage door, backed the boat out, you know. It started pouring. I mean, wind was blowing 70 dang miles an hour. And it was just nasty down here. I hadn't seen it down here. I mean, of course, hurricane season's right around the corner, and I thought it had come a little early. So I decided, well, this ain't going to work out, so I backed the truck back up in there, parked the boat, you know, closed the garage door, slipped back upstairs, hoping that the missus wouldn't be so upset that I was trying to get out of bed or she hadn't noticed much of it. Crawled up in bed, and she kind of rolled around a little bit, and I said, honey, it is just pouring outside. I was going to go fishing, but I did – or, I well, you know what? I ruined that whole daggone thing. I told
her. Yeah,
you did. Oh, man. You know what? What are you going to do, man? Oh, that was shot. Shot the heck. Dwayne,
man,
I just ruined it, man.
You could fix it, though.
I can? Tell me how.
Yeah. Well,
right.
I remember you telling me this story, and you got back in, and you said, you're not going to fix this one, Bo. You're dead meat.
Yeah, you're right. And I shot that one all day. All right, we'll try that again next week. How's that?
Yeah, because I actually, just right when I started to say something, forgot the stupid joke. And
man. Oh, what
so that do? Was just, that was pitiful.
Yeah,
you not know. Only did you ruin your park, you ruined me.
All right. Well, hey, we got a caller on the line, but they don't have their hand up, so they got to press the 1 if they want to talk to us.
Well, what's their area code? 801.
Huh? 801.
801, huh?
Yeah.
I tell you, one time this car, I was walking down the road.
Hey, Dwayne, hold on. We got a caller. We got them on the line. They figured out how to push the 1 button or where it was on their phone. Hang on.
Maybe somebody like Dave Yancey or something.
I know, right?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Soul Man Hour. What's up?
What's up? This is Christian Knuckles from a few weeks ago.
Knuckles.
Yeah, how you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing good, bud. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, Scott, I did get to tell you the story of how this is Christian Latimer. I don't know how you say his name. He's from Utah. Do you really have to have a last name? You're from Utah. Is that not bad enough? You know. So,
hey, Dwayne, isn't there only one last name in Utah?
Yes.
I think they're all related, right?
The family
trees are
two.
One way or another, we're all related.
Yes. The No, I don't think Christian's related to any of them. If he is, they're all bad off.
Oh,
that's
man.
What my family says. But no, he did you hear the story of how we gave him the name Knuckles?
You know what? I don't think it is.
Okay. Well, before I ask him a couple of questions, I'm going to give you the story of how Knuckles and I met.
Okay.
So I get to this, I leave Taylor, Texas the day after. I don't even get, Sandy gets stuck cleaning up all, you know, some people help, but
no,
Sandy is
not, not just Miss Sandy, but you guys suckered me and Ross Hill and Jay Brainerd and everybody else out there. We's all out there doing your job.
you ain't got to bring up all that.
Oh, shit.
So I get to New Mexico. Actually, they fly me from Austin to Phoenix, Arizona, back to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
I get there the first night. Christian, because I still hadn't remembered everybody's name yet. I believe it was the first night we're sitting down to eat dinner all at the table, and this big dinner table, and I look up. And he has his knife out cutting some steak or something that we're having. I look over, and he is licking this steak knife, I mean his pocket knife that he's using to cut the steak, while he is seductively eyeing me.
Okay.
So I looked over at him, and I said, you get out a piece of paper. You write the 10 top things never to do to Dwayne again. You don't have to go on the top of the list, but it's damn sure got to be on the list. So, from that day forward, I called him Knuckles.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense now, Dwayne.
What's that?
No, the reason you called me Knuckles is because I told you I kind of have a habit of doing stupid stuff like that. Remember when I licked the salt off my knuckle?
Well, see, I wasn't going to totally throw you under the bus, but Scott, that's not the first time that happened to him. That's been a reoccurring problem with him.
Really?
I make eye contact with people at inopportune times.
Well, I heard there was a whole lot of those seductive eye things going on, during y'all's adventure in Colorado.
Yeah. There was definitely a lot of gay humor going on.
Oh, man.
It was definitely pretty funny. Well, Chris, Knuckles, how you been doing?
I'm good. I just got done playing a little soccer, so I'm late getting on the line, but, you know, I'm good. Ready for a nice long weekend coming up here.
Yeah, some of us don't get nice long weekends.
Oh, come on. Some of us don't get paid to play.
So, hey, Knuckles, where are you from, and what is it that you actually do when you're not out there hanging out, making eye contact with Dwayne?
Well, I live a little south of Salt Lake City. I work for I'm an account manager for a commercial furniture company, so I manage, just kind of our higher-end hospitality and higher education accounts.
So you sit behind a desk?
I do.
It's no wonder you make eye contact with guys like that.
Because I'm falling in love with beautiful babies on the World Wide Web all day. But I forget when I get in the real world, people look back. You know.
Dwayne, is that rumor true that you were talking about before about Knuckles, that he spends more time under the desk than he does behind the desk?
It could be.
Just asking.
Yeah.
I don't want to give out his secrets.
Yeah.
Well, my boss, let me just tell you, her curtains match the carpet. That's all I'm going to say about that one there.
Oh.
Hey, I just want to let you know, Knuckles, I did call your office. They're on the line, too.
Oh.
He'll be at the unemployment office line tomorrow.
No, they can't really get rid of him. He's part of the family.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the entire state of Utah had to do away with nepotism clauses because nobody could have worked for anybody. So, that was thrown out of the state constitution.
Man. It's one of those states you can always go to the courthouse. Right after a divorce, and the woman's sitting out there on the front lawn just crying, the guy looks over and says, "Shut up, you're still my sister."
I ain't going nowhere, we're still related.
I'll see you at the reunion next month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh.
Oh, man. Well.
So, what have you been up to the past 2 weeks?
Shoot. Just working. What have I been doing? I've been, I don't know, man. Just working and trying to stay sane. Did I tell you about how on the way home from the airport, or on the way home to the airport from the ranch, we stopped at Subway and got a Subway, and there was this bigger gal in there with some big knockers, and it kind of got me a little bit excited because I hadn't even seen a woman in over 2 weeks. So it was it was tough for me to get home and find a real woman, I guess, you know. If only for a night. Haven't done it yet, but you know, I'm still looking.
Maybe you should quit licking your knuckles at them.
Well, no, I read in the Cosmopolitan that the ladies like that.
Oh man,
first of all, the problem is you're reading the Cosmopolitan.
Oh, no, Dwayne, that's one of the problems.
Yeah, no
I wouldn't call it the problem.
I could go on and on.
Well, you're still hanging out with this guy even afterwards, so it's still going. I mean, you haven't been able to fix anything yet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess we probably, Dwayne, I'm going to cut the ties right now. I just, actually, this has been a revealing conversation, so I'm not talking to you anymore. No, you know what? All those guys up there were real good guys. It's been fun to keep in touch. It's only been 2 weeks, but, you know, bunch of good dudes.
Kristen, before you went in and went up to Colorado and started doing this filming for this, do you have a lot of horseback riding experience? I mean, you spend time on a horse with cows and all that.
Yeah, you know what? Most of my horse experience is more kind of mountain trail riding. I hadn't done a whole lot of horse breaking or cattle working. I was definitely you know, more on the green side of the whole crew.
Okay.
So, spent quite a bit of time on a horse, but again, it's just it's horses that we've raised since they were young and are pretty pretty well mannered.
Right.
So
you didn't spend a whole lot. You don't have a whole lot of rodeo experience or anything like that, huh?
No, yeah, I've got zero. About all my rodeo experience happened up at the ranch when I was trying to break those horses, break me a little filly, you know. So I've found myself on my backside a few times.
Well,
hey, now I'm gonna put you on the spot here, Knuckles. What is your favorite joke?
What's my favorite joke?
Yeah.
Hell, I'm the worst joke teller. I mean, I can't tell jokes.
You can't be worse than the one that I just shot.
Man.
No. If I know a joke, I don't screw up the punchline typically, but I just can't think of jokes. I mean, yours was bad, man. I still don't know the punchline. I'd like to know it, but I don't know. What's a good joke? I'll think about it. You got me, and then also if you put me on the spot, I'm terrible. Terrible impromptu. Sorry, I failed you again.
Well, okay, here's another one, and let's see if I can get through this one without screwing up a punchline here.
Okay.
This was another reason that added to the separation between me and the missus. She was in the bathroom the other day, and she's kind of looking at herself, and, you know, of course, she's got three kids, and, you know, I mean, age is kind of catching up just a little bit. Not
sure.
As much as you, Dwayne, but, you know, it is kind of catching up with her, and things, you know, gravity's kind of setting in and things just weren't where they were, and, you know, at one point, and, you know, wrinkles are kind of setting in and whatnot. She's like, you know, she said, I just don't feel like myself. She said, things just ain't right, you know. She said, my face is kind of getting dried out and getting some wrinkles and, you know, it just not looking real good and kind of sagging lower and hips are kind of going out. And she said, just not doing good. She said, I really need a compliment right now. And I said, honey, your eyes are dead on. Okay. Did we not get it or what? Man, I'm telling you what, that's got to be, man, that's the worst I think I've ever gotten a response from. You know, even a sarcastic.
Crowd. Your eyes are dead on, huh?
Wow.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you guys one. All right. I was bringing in some new recruits when I was with the CIA. Well, there was three of them that I was, you know, interviewing. Well, the first guy comes in and asked him all the questions. It worked, and I said, all right. He said, why'd you have me bring my wife with me? And I said, well, I've got to test and see how committed you really are. I gave him a gun, and I said, now go in the other room, and you need to dispose of your wife. And I said, it's commitment level that I got to have. So he goes in there, and about 10 minutes later, they both come out crying. He says, I can't do it. I'm not your man. Next guy comes in, same thing. 10, 15 minutes later, comes out crying. I'm not your man. Third guy, he was a little off, really wasn't as good on some of the questions, but, man, the guy could shoot. And, I mean, he's really good, you know. So I told him what he needed to do, and he said, I don't know if I can do it. And I said, well, you just need to go in there and take your time if you need to. About 10 minutes later, I hear a boom. Gun goes off. Then all of a sudden, I hear this screaming and banging and beating. Before we could get the door kicked in, I come in there, and there is just, he's sweating, and stuff tore up everywhere. I said, what in the world happened? He said, well, some idiot put a blank in this gun, so I had to choke her to death.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was definitely better than mine, shoot, you know.
It was. I don't like to make fun of people very often, but your joke telling is really poor.
Hey, does that mean?
I don't even try though. So I mean, you know, I don't even step into the box. So I guess there's something to be said about that.
There's a there's this guy. He was on up in his age. And there, his wife was sitting there cooking dinner, and he said, "Honey," he said, "I've been meaning to ask you for years." He said, "We've got this beautiful, two beautiful daughters." He said, "Then that boy, he's just ugly. I mean, the kid's just ugly looking." He said, "How in the world did we get two beautiful daughters and then him?" He said, "Did you cheat on me?" And she said, "Not with the first two. I mean," she said, not with the last one." Yeah, I pulled a Scott.
Killed that one.
I pulled a Scott, messed up my own joke.
Now with the, or no wait, it was which one did I cheat? It was. Oh well.
See, that's what happened to me earlier. He fouled up a jerk. I knew the joke and still couldn't remember how to tell the joke. It'd been screwed up so bad. Scott, I make a living telling jokes, and now you got me so confused I can't tell my own jokes.
Well,
so you're thinking back of my poem, aren't you?
What's that?
You're thinking of my poem. It's got you all messed up in the head, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you have that. Now, Scott, how much time do we have left?
Oh, shoot. Here, let me check the switchboard. Oh, shoot, we got another caller, too. We got about 8 minutes left.
All right, let's take this caller real fast. Who is it? What's the number?
It's a 330 area code. You're live on the Soul Man Hour. Hello.
Dwayne, what are you doing?
Hey, bud, how are you?
Good. I'm finally off the Colorado range and back to reality or what?
Man, I don't know if I'm back to reality, but I'm definitely out of Colorado and back in the motherland here for a couple of days and back off to Canada.
Oh, well, I didn't want you around anyhow.
Back just in and out on the weekends, and I'm not going every weekend, and just plugging away here and trying to get some more bullfights scheduled.
When is our next freestyle deal?
Don't have a date right now. The next one we were looking at, they canceled on the arena, so we're just plugging away.
You're killing me, Smiles. Do you know who you're talking to?
I do.
Okay, just want to make sure.
This isn't one nut, is it?
The other one grew back.
Oh, did it really? So we call you one and a half now?
Might have to. I don't know.
Talking to Ross Hill and all those guys, they said you never had two, so we at least call you one and a
half. Oh, right? Those are fighting words now.
We'll call him half stack.
I might have to send everybody Ohio State jerseys just for that.
Well, I didn't know your phone had a telescope.
Well, I'll tell you what. We are talking to Dave Yancey, without a doubt.
Yep.
That's for sure, man. Well, how you
well
doing,
Dave,
man?
How you been?
Good, good. Just got home from Steve Wenger and Jay Brewer bullfighting clinic last week. They invited me to come up and help teach with them, and that was a lot of fun. And now just getting ready for a professional bullfighters, a protection match this weekend in Ada. And that, just staying, working my butt off and going to the gym. That's about it.
Man, that's great. Well, I'm sorry I don't know how long you were on there, but I'm sorry we didn't catch you. We were just kind of hollering away. But
I just jumped on, actually. I just,
well, good.
Just called. I just got the chance and called. And shoot, I didn't even hear anything other than somebody saying they screwed up their own joke about when I jumped on, so gives you an idea of how long I've been here, so.
Actually, Dwayne, that's what I was doing. I was actually online trying to find some more good jokes, man. I can't even read them good. That's how bad the night is for me.
Oh, man, that's nice. Well, I tell you what,
can Scott ever read in the first place?
No, he's trying to find a computer. He's trying to find a computer screen in Braille.
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
Oh,
I didn't know,
man,
if them places down Florida had porn sites in Braille or not. So.
Oh man, God, Dave. All right, we'll definitely go down that road now.
I was just asking.
I know we don't have much time left, so for all of you that joined us on the Soul Man Hour, we would like to thank you for stopping by. We'll be back here again next week. It'll be posted, whether we'll be at 8 or 9 o'clock. Depends on if we lost a bunch of people from jumping to 9 o'clock. We may go back to 8 Texas time, but we will definitely check back in, and we'll let you know. It'll be on our Facebook and on the Megan8.com. Scott, I want to thank you for helping me out there in Florida. Dave, it was good to visit with you. We definitely look forward to hearing from you again next week. And Knuckles, keep your knuckles clean and your pants up, buddy.
No, I will, brother.
Thank you guys for joining the Soul Man Hour on Making8.com.
All right, Dwayne, we'll see you. Thanks, buddy.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Dead man walking.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.